LeBron James makes it official tonight. The basketball superstar will announce the team he's choosing to join, and he'll do it live on ESPN. His decision could change the basketball and economic fortunes of the team he picks. With us on the line is ESPN commentator and sports writer Kevin Blackstone. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. I just have to say really quickly at the top, is this not a little over the top? I mean, it's not just an announcement. It's an hour-long special on LeBron James.
Yeah, this is pretty outrageous. I don't think there's any precedent for it. I don't think there's any need for it. And it's kind of disturbing as a journalist how ESPN, from whom I garner a check, has gotten into bed with LeBron James to do this deal. They've allowed him to choose the sponsors for the show, with the exception of one. They've allowed him to choose who will interview him on the show, and I think it's a really bad trend.
Well, since it's happening, that is, at least his decision is happening, and it is news.
We're
in the last hours of LeBron madness this morning. Tell us what teams he is seriously considering.
Well, number one has got to be Cleveland, where he's spent his entire career in the NBA so far. And the reason you have to think of Cleveland first is because of the old adage about follow the money. He can earn $30 million there that he can't earn elsewhere, $30 million more. So that would be the first place. The second place would be Miami, where Chris Bosh has just moved from Toronto to join Dwayne Wade. And there's speculation that they may put together a power team, and that LeBron James may forego the extra earnings he could get by staying in Cleveland to go there and hopefully get closer to his dream of realizing an NBA championship. After that, you can throw Chicago in the mix. You can throw the New York Knicks in the mix, who just landed Amari Stoudemire, another one of these premier free agents, and maybe a couple of other cities, but those would be the primary places he may well wind up.
And what about the team that he picks? How much might it affect a team that he signs with?
Well, it'll affect the team in the sense of their winning percentage and their ability to be an immediate contender for the NBA championship. I think that some of the estimates about the economic impact it may have for a franchise, and certainly for a city, have been grossly overestimated, not unlike the hyperbole surrounding this one-hour television special with ESPN tonight. Clearly, wherever he goes, that team will become an immediate contender for the NBA Finals, just like the Cleveland Cavaliers, where he is right now. Certainly, those fans will be a lot happier. Certainly, there'll be a lot more ticket sales and T-shirt sales, and maybe some sales for nearby restaurants and that kind of thing. But I think, other than the happy meter with the fans, I don't think some of the estimates of his impact are going to be that much realized.
So, real quickly, and we only have literally a couple of seconds here. Any word as to any sneak, you know, any news? I mean, that you could make right now.
Mike Wilbon's a good friend of mine, and I ran into him in the studio yesterday after he interviewed on air Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, and he swore he didn't know an answer to where LeBron James was going to go. So I don't think anybody does except LeBron James.
Okay, thanks very much. Kevin Blackstone is sports writer for FanHouse.com and a panelist for ESPN's Around the Horn. And this is NPR News.